What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise tonight. What dirty laundry are you carrying around? And are you ready to wash or sort, wash, and release it? Because that's tonight's topic. But who am I? I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And I am a transformational and empowerment coach that helps you or walks next to you to transform your life. What we first do is start regulating your nervous system by teaching you that your breath is the one thing that you don't have to worry about, but it's there to regulate you. And laughing, dancing, singing is the way to regulate your nervous system. And that is something that I always incorporate into my coaching with my clients. And this is a big topic for me is when I am coaching clients, it is all about what is your soul? Is your soul pure, happy, peaceful? If you listen to my introduction to Emotional Elevator, it is about reclaiming the peace within you. And how do you do that? Because that's what your soul is supposed to be. But we always carry expectations that are not ours. So tonight's topic is laundry of the soul, carrying what's not yours. Are you folding up other people's expectations and stacking them neatly into your life as if they're your own? It's time to sort, wash, release the weight that was never yours to begin with. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will talk about how the weight we carry isn't always our own. Just like laundry, emotions, expectations, and responsibility can pile up. Some belong to our families, workplaces, or even society. We fold them, stack them, and carry them as if they're ours, never questioning why we feel so heavy. The result? A soul weighed down by burdens that don't belong, leaving little room for our true selves to breathe. I will explore how to sort through the soul laundry, release what doesn't belong to you, and hold on to only what strengthens your authentic self. You'll walk away with simple steps to notice when you're taking on someone else's burdens and how lightening your load so you can rise to higher and feel freer. So this is a big topic for me, and it's always, 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 always big topics when you're trying to transform and become your authentic self is the expectations of others, the responsibility, the emotions. And it is like dirty laundry. Do you have a favorite shirt? This is my favorite shirt. Maybe I should have worn it tonight. And what if you never washed it? It might fall apart. It might start stinking. But if you never washed it, you would never maybe see how beautiful or bright it is. One of my favorite shirts that I like to wear on here is a bright pink. It matches who I am. I'm very bright. I'm very wild. I'm very free. And if I never washed it, it might turn to be a dull pink, or it might start getting stains on it. And that's what we become when we start carrying around other people's emotions, other people's expectations, and responsibilities of others. How many times have you ever heard this in your life? Or maybe you've said it as a parent. I expected more from you. How does that land? Think about this. I want you to listen to this. I expected more from you. How does that feel? Someone said that to you. Does it uplift you? Does it make you want to go out and get that, go for it. I'm going to do better next time. Or are you already going to doubt yourself at that point? See, that's what this dirty laundry is. It's where this doubt comes in and self-loathing. Because we hear that in our own heads. We say that to ourselves. When we don't get that job, sometimes we go, I expected more for myself because we heard it at one point in our life. And think about that. How many times, if you look back at your life, depending on what age you are, when did you do something that maybe wasn't expected of you? Or maybe the emotions, and you're like, why do I always feel bad about this when this isn't, that's not your emotion to carry? See, we do that a lot in families. Is I expect my daughter to go to an elite college and get this awesome degree and have this job that's going to carry her in life and have her independent, and she's miserable. Why? Because we put a lot of expectations and burdens and responsibilities on them. If we just lived life without expectations, and this is one of the biggest topics I love working with my clients on, because I've realized through my life that there's been points in my life where I have had expectations, but I realized that there was a lot of my life where expectations weren't something that was something I could control, because expectations are basically something that you're predicting for the future. And if you think about your soul, because I said the laundry of the soul, our souls are supposed to be peaceful and joyful. And then we start putting on responsibilities and emotions and expectations. And that's the dirty laundry. Because think about it. If you start piling on your family, society, work expectations, and then you start piling on emotions, all of that, you're that big laundry pile in the corner that you're like, I don't even want to start doing it because then I gotta wash it. And if you're me, then I gotta fold it. And I hate folding laundry. So what if I never build that up? What if I never start that? See, it was a topic that I was talking recently to someone, is I still kind of had a little bit of expectations in my life, but when you grow up sometimes, and maybe this will make you think about something, when you grow up in a household of trauma or maybe alcoholism or substance use disorder, and you don't, or someone who's bipolar or manic depressive or schizophrenic or just has bouts of depression, you can't have expectations because you don't know who you're going to get. And I realized that one of the reasons why anytime someone said, oh, we expect you, I kind of went the other way, because that to me was a word that I wasn't familiar with. Because in my whole life, I realized I could not expect and take on the emotions of my mother. That would have buried me in so much dirty laundry that I probably would still be folding it now. And I work with my clients on what, why do you have expectations? And even working as a coach now in substance use disorder, one of the first things that they trained us was to teach our clients to drop the expectations. And think about it. If you know somebody too who deals with substance use or emotional eating or people pleasing, you've got to drop the expectation, A, that they're going to heal because you're doing it for you and not for them. It's that expectation that you expect of something, of somebody in the future. But they have got, you've got to drop that expectation of them. And that's why this is such a big topic when I work with clients, is I always get them to journal when they're feeling something heavy, like, well, I expect this or I expect that. Why? And what if you expect, especially when we're around holidays or around family members and we go in with these high expectations or high emotions, and then it's never as we do. Why did you do that? Why? See, when I can sit here, and I do give a lot of examples of my own life because of privacy of my clients, but my own life. If I would have followed all my family expectations, societal expectations, my life would have been nothing as it was. A, I went to college social work, ended up being in restaurant management and trainer very early. I wouldn't have married the husband I would because he was not in my race. I would not have had two children out of wedlock, one married. I mean, there's so many things. And even a job that I was at 10 years ago, there was an expectation. There was a promotion coming up, we expect you to go for. And when I was like, right now, no, because my kid's father was struggling with a lot of health issues. I was 10 minutes away from my daughter. I was 30 minutes away from my sons. And to know that we might have to go to a hospital somewhere, the expectation on me was to be a mom for these kids also while I was working. So when I heard that word, we expect you to go for this promotion because it might not come around for you. That was a turnoff for me because I was like, I don't know what that means. You expect me, but that's not what I want. What I want is the comfortability of where I'm at right now, because I know where I'm at is helping my family. So, and when I work with my clients, it's all about journaling. And so, why is that big for you if it's an emotion? Why does that matter for you? And then asking yourself, who am I in that? Who am I? And when it's an expectation, so I expect my kids to arrive on Thanksgiving at 11 a.m. so that we can sit down and eat and da 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 da, whatever. Who are you being? And what happens when they don't come? A lot of times, when we put those expectations out there, when they don't meet that expectation, what do? We make what could have been a pleasant situation very unpleasant. So think about that. If you were to go places without having expectations, or visit family without putting any emotion, any expectations into it and just went and just, how would that be? How about in society? What is expected of you in society? If you're in a religious sector, how are you expected to act and be? And that is a big question I have with. Is people who are, this is going, could be a nerve that I just pushed on somebody, but people who have expectations when it comes to their religious beliefs and harm other people around them because of the expectations they have from their religious beliefs. Happens in many families, political. Expectations of family members to be all the same political size, and they're not. So that's the dirty laundry of the soul. Because your soul expects, there's an expectation or expects to be loving and kind and joyful. But when we start putting on the emotions and the expectations and the burdens of religion, political, societal, economical, parental, generational, all these things, you are one big dirty laundry basket. And when are you going to shed it and go, you know what? This isn't mine to carry. These aren't my burdens. I am who I am. I'm comfortable with where I'm at. And I am proud of myself. And sometimes you have to say that to yourself. You have to get in. I'm a big promoter. You work with me, you're going to do some mirror exercises. Sorry to tell you that, but if you've never stood in front of a mirror for that 2 minutes and kind of looked into your soul and had a conversation with yourself in a mirror, I'm telling you, do it. Because sometimes you have the most enlightening, freeing conversations with yourself in a mirror to say, is this who I really am? Or is this something that has been burdened on me? Or is this something that somebody else has put on me? That is one big thing I can tell you. I do every day, 5 minutes. If it's got to be 5 minutes to sometimes a half an hour a week, where I'll just stand in front of the mirror and have a conversation with myself, with my soul. And if it's a conversation I'm having, I've done it in bathrooms, places where I've been out with somebody, and I'm like, why is this coming up? Why is this moment of expectation or judgment or emotion? Why is it coming up? Is this me, or is this something that's been incorporated in myself? Because that's what this is all about. Let's start sorting and washing these laundry of the soul that is not ours to carry, that burden. But it is time for our break. And you are listening to Sandy Bird with two E's, Sandee Bird, Byrd, on Emotional Elevator, on Inspired Choice Network, or any other platform out there. There's over 300 platforms out there. And if you would like to follow me on social media, you can at Sandy Bird. If you want to get on a call with me, connection calls with me are always free. And have a conversation. Maybe there's something right here that sparked you that, you know what? I've been burdened with all this. Or how can I drop expectations? So let's get to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program,
Join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I have been talking about the dirty laundry of our expectations or burdens or emotions from others. And I talked about all about the societal expectations, burdens, emotions, our generational, our jobs, everything out there. There is this laundry that encompasses our soul. Our souls are meant to be these peace loving joyful people who go out in the world and have no expectations, we do have emotions, but when we have the emotions, are they our emotions? Are we really having our emotions? And you know what? I completely forgot. You're listening to Sandy Bird. Welcome back to Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices. I am Sandy Bird. Here I am just throwing up again with my words. But I want to also invite you that if you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. It would be very grateful. And this will assist me in getting the information out to those that need it. Or if you know somebody, tell them, listen to this. This makes a lot of sense, especially when it comes to expectations. And so as I was saying is, I love this being a topic with my clients is, what part of this is you? And what part of this is your past or your family or society or your job expecting? And I started off the show with saying, or asking a question or saying a statement, maybe when you're a child or at a job or something. And I want to do it again and ask you, how does this feel if someone says to you, I expected more from you? Doesn't feel good. And what does that really mean? I expected more from you. Because maybe what they expected is more from themselves and not from you. Because whenever someone's saying that, it's coming from a place of lack within them. And dirty laundry, as I stated, is where the doubt and self-loathing comes from. And I did a post today, and I'm inspired to do it again on this, where I had a mason jar with a lid. This is a container for my Legos. And I basically said, this is your past, or this is expectations. And I use the word shit, poop, bowel movement for those sophisticated. Go ahead and put that in here. And every single time something comes up, if it's an emotion or something that's not yours, look at it and go, why am I carrying this shit around? I put a post out there today that sparked a lot of curiosity with people because I was like, if we had visualization on all of the things that are not ours and we just walked around and had something to look at, we would get rid of it easily. Because you would probably be like, why am I carrying this shit around? But that comes from like these expectations, these burdens, these emotions that were never ours to begin with. And I love working with my clients and having challenging them not to expect of anyone. And now being a coach in the substance use disorder field, that's one of the first things we teach families of people who have substance use disorders is drop the expectations. Drop it. Don't expect anything, because then you become more grounded within yourself. And how many times do you look at your own life and go, this is not what I want. This is what has been expected of me. People go to college and get these degrees and go, wait a minute, this isn't what I wanted, but it was expected of me. I played a sport. I sang for years, singing lessons, sang, performed when my mom would be in front of a piano. She asked me to sing. because it was expected. That was expected of me. And I learned to not appreciate it because it didn't become fun anymore. It became an expectation. And a lot of us do that. Or I can't cry in public because that's a weakness. That's an emotional bond that you have from dirty laundry. And like I already said, the first part of the show is whenever you're somewhere and something comes up, an emotion or an expectation you're feeling, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and ask yourself, is this me? Is this something that's not me? Or why am I feeling this? What part of this interaction do I feel expectations? Think about if you're going to someone's house for a birthday party or anything, and you're expected to be there by a certain time and you run late. How does that feel? For some people, it's okay. But just think, when you are the person putting those expectations on others, why are you putting that expectation on others? Now, a surprise party is totally different, but been there, been the late one after the surprise. But it's that. Why is expectations the dirty laundry of our soul? So if you want to work with me, I love to do a lot of visuals where I probably wouldn't ask you to poop in a mason jar and tell you to carry it around and ask yourself, why am I, you know, what is the expectation with this? Why is Sandy expecting me to carry this around? But get on a connection call with me. They're always free. And dive into these expectations and how can you free yourself from them, especially if they're past expectations of you? Because a lot of times when we put expectations on other, it's because expectations have been put on us and it's just rolling over. Just think how free we would be in society if we didn't have expectations of everyone. Or in our job. If we did what our job outlines for us, which maybe in a sense is an expectation, but we do exactly what's lined out for us, but don't expect others to do what we think they should do. So I, of course, am Sandy Berg. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. Oh, yeah. Next week's show is Backpack of Burdens, Lighten Your Daily Load. You want to stay tuned for that episode because it's all about those burdens in life that we just keep throwing in the backpack like a bunch of rocks. Maybe I'll even have a backpack. But I am Sandy Berg. Reach out to me on any social media platform. Those who do reach out to me and comment on my shows, I really enjoy having your comments or questions. You can go to my website, sandybird.com, get on a connection call. You can always email me at sandy@sandybird.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And follow me on social media because I talk a lot about expectations and how you can do journaling around your expectations. Because that's a big thing too, is why? Where is this coming from? Who am I in this moment? And why am I doing this? Because let's start sorting and washing and having clean laundry that is meant for us and clean our souls to be peaceful, joyful, and loveful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.